I confess, sometimes that is what virtue feels like. I can remember sitting in Central Park one summer, and a jogger came up alongside me, and he kept chanting as he jogged, "No pain, no gain, no pain, no pain." And his strong sense of it was that he had to be doing what was hard to be virtuous. Okay. Aristotle's idea is that it might well be difficult. It might well go against the grain, especially when we start, but that the whole point of habituating ourselves to some of these things is to make it so that our choices will be easy and regular and, in fact, even pleasant. And so Aristotle's theory of virtue is very strong on the notion that our virtue should make life easier. It should make life more consistent. It should make life more integrated. But the achievement of this virtue is something that is a development of a lifetime. It's something which is enormously prospered by having taught us good habits when we were young so that we get into regular patterns, but it's a habit that we might only choose to come to when we are of mature years and when we've examined the way in which we were brought up and find that there's something about us that's too harsh and we need to be more gentle, or something about us that's a little bit too self-serving and we need to be more truthful, or something that's a little bit too self-centered and we need to be concerned more with the common good rather than just our private good. It can very much be the result of our noticing a deficiency in our life and wanting to correct it, or perhaps our being inspired by the excellent example of some individual whom we admire as noble and virtuous, and our choice to acquire this. Our pattern for acquisition of a virtue will be doing the deed until it becomes habitual. We return then to the definition. Moral virtue is a habit of choosing the mean between extremes. And this notion of the mean is crucial for Aristotle. His idea is that we must see it as a virtuous person would see it. When we ourselves do not yet have the virtue, we might not be able to see a situation quite so realistically. And we have to look to others, those who are well known in our community for being just, to see what justice looks like. Or we must look to those who are courageous, or temperate, or prudent, in order to see what the courage and the temperance will be. But that increasingly, it's going to be a matter of ourselves developing the right feelings and the right thinking so that we can get the right answer or this peak of excellence when the situation, even a new situation, arises for us. As such, his particular standard of virtue combines an element of knowledge and an element of control. And this element of knowledge can never be dispensed. It's one of the virtues of his that I haven't mentioned yet, but which I'd like to start stressing in this lecture. It's the virtue of prudence. And it's one of the four cardinal virtues that have been known since antiquity. One of the ones that Plato emphasized and that Aristotle, in his turn, gives a certain pride of place to. If courage refers to our dealing with our fears because of dangers on the horizon, and if temperance refers to the moderation of our desires by virtue of the various kinds of appetites that are within us, and if justice is a matter of doing the right amount of giving or receiving in some kind of exchange, voluntary or involuntary, prudence is a matter of seeing a situation realistically, deliberating just long enough and right enough in order to get to the right answer. Think of those two parts of prudence. It's a matter of seeing a situation realistically, not overly optimistically, nor downcast and overly pessimistically. But it's also a matter of learning to deliberate for just the right amount of time, neither too long nor too little. I certainly know some people who will deliberate and deliberate, and they can never come to a conclusion. They lack prudence. And others who are good with snap judgments. They're so intent upon making a quick decision, but often they miss some of the relevant factors. For Aristotle, this intellectual virtue of prudence is crucial to the other moral virtues, the making of right choices. We'll be back to the subject of intellectual virtues when we reach Book 6, and there Aristotle has a relatively detailed and sophisticated account of the various other intellectual virtues that are possible within human excellence. But here, in the Book two, the discussion is primarily about moral virtue and the necessity of having enough prudence, enough realistic seeing a situation, and enough readiness to deliberate without becoming paralyzed by our deliberation or acting recklessly, but instead being able to bring our deliberations to a proper conclusion as the virtuous person would do so.